Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast, where food and sports clash at the goal line. Here are your hosts, Spencer and Michael.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 23 Personnel Podcast. This is your Iowa State instant reaction. Texas Tech loses in Ames 31-15. May as well have been 100-0. I'm your host, Spencer, joined by Michael.
Hello, everybody. I'm really looking forward to reliving this. I had kind of cleansed my palate because I took the family for a joyride. We went to Wendy's after the game. We got one of those beer cheese pretzel burgers Spencer was talking about. Oh, it was great. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And then I come back home and immediately want to kind of throw it back up as we talk about this game. So I'm ready. Let's dive in.
All right. So Texas Tech falls 31-15. You score first in the game on a special teams play, blocked field goal, returned for a touchdown. I immediately looked back and said, this is not going to go well for the defense to put them right back out on the field. Turns out you had 90 seconds of possession through the first quarter. So no, it did not work out well for your defense.
Yeah. Two very quick three and outs. And that was it.
Like the first one was 36 seconds. And the second one was
40 something. If you include the punt hang time that you pointed out, because I was like, no, it was like 44 seconds. He said, yeah, but if you include fourth down punt hang time, then I guess.
Yeah. So like the 90 seconds included the punt hang time, the time it took McPherson to return the blocked kick into the end zone, and then the other three and out, which I think was like 45 seconds.
They were both very close.
Yeah. Your offense was held scoreless until basically garbage time. It had not been good gravy. Your offense didn't score until real late in the game. It was in the fourth quarter. After Columbia had come in, garbage time. It was not facing basically the starting Iowa State defense, or at least the same, I wouldn't call it philosophy, but like they had definitely dialed back the pressure on the defense, which helped Columbia look a lot better than Bowman did. I don't think that's everything. I think Columbia is still going to be your better quarterback. But anyways, Alan Bowman offense, he went 13 of 22 for 97 yards in 3.5 quarters of play. It's QBR of 28.
Yeah. First half stats, he was, what was he on this? I had him right here. He was 6 for 10 for 42 yards in the first half. So it was consistently bad.
Yeah.
And those 6 for 10s, they were all just little short catches in the backfield.
Swing passes to the running back.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into all that and the offense and all that kind of stuff, guys, the wait is finally over. A triple header of fun is upon us this week. Football's in full effect with many teams starting their stuff early. NBA finals are here. MLB playoffs are in full swing. Getting into the championship series is the final few games in the NBA finals. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So Michael, the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, there were just times when, like, I don't know. I don't know what the score was at halftime. Was it 24-7?
21-7.
21-7. And I tweeted, I mean, I'm not that, like, I'm some kind of, like, soothsayer or like, pat my own back here or whatever. I was like, it's not 66-6. It's not 82-7 or 82-27. 82-27. I was like, it's not those, but it may as well be.
It feels like it. It sure felt like it, yeah.
I think you had 5 minutes of possession in the first half total. So, like, the second quarter did not get much better. Your defense was on the field way too long. Your offense just could not get anything going. You, like I said, Bowman had 97 passing yards. You finished with 58 yards on the ground total. You had five guys carry the ball for positive yardage. Xavier White was your leading rusher, 7 carries, 21 yards. Sorajic Thompson, 6 carries, 14 yards. Henry Columbia, 6 carries, 11 yards. Miles Price, 1 carry, 10 yards. Chidarius Townsend, 2 carries, 2 yards. You had a whopping 2.6 yards per carry. The longest run of the day was 10 yards. And that was Miles Price.
Yeah, and on top of that, I think that the next thing you're going to go into a little bit is third down percentage.
Putrid.
Very bad. You can't get worse.
It's over.
You can't get worse than what it was.
You know, 0 for 10.
Yeah, I mean, Tech and Tech only had 3 first downs total in the first half. They barely moved the ball at all in the first half. Had a whopping nice 69 yards in the first half. Didn't get much better. As you said, Columbia coming in, you know, possibly against a different type of attack or maybe even some different personnel. He was able to move the ball some, but didn't really matter.
It was 31-7 by the time that Columbia came. I don't know what they're waiting for to decide to make that change at quarterback. Supposedly Matt Wells going into halftime said, our quarterback's not being very accurate. And we're not very good. And then he still trotted out Bowman from the quarter and a half.
Let's talk about going into halftime. How about that? Tech gets the ball back with 1:18 left. They have 2 timeouts. They're down 21-7. They're going to have to kick the ball when they come out. But what does Wells and company do? They hand the ball to Chidarius Townsend twice and then just let the clock run out. That was infuriating. Try something. People dogged the hell out of Kingsbury for doing that type of stuff. There were some situations where I kind of agreed with the extent, you know, maybe playing for overtime against Kansas State, but really I couldn't. Once I really looked at it, it never made sense. I just was backing it because it was Kingsbury. And then I would usually Spencer would usually kind of talk me off that ledge. But guys, Wells, Yost, somebody, use your timeouts, run a damn play. Try, give it a shot, throw it past the sticks for the first time in the day before going just, 21-7, got him right where he want him. 21-7,
we are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
give them the ball back. And, you know, to their credit, the defense did come out with a stop in the first half,
mm-hmm.
or the second half. I mean, so that at least went their way. But geez, man, that just was not a good look.
Actually, the defense came out with two stops to start the second half.
You're right.
Back-to-back stops and gave up 0 points, obviously, with the two stops there. But yeah, for the day, like, you didn't really control the ball or hold on to the ball until Columbia came in. Like I said, that was halfway through the fourth quarter. And so, like, he comes in for that first drive, and Texas Tech ends up scoring on that drive, their first offensive touchdown in the game. But I think it was like a 4-minute drive. And you finished the day with 19 minutes of possession. So, like, and then Tech had another offensive possession after that. But I mean, Tech had held the ball for barely more than 10 minutes going into the fourth quarter.
Sure.
You'd played 45 minutes of game time at that point. You're off. Like, you just couldn't do anything. Like, when we talked about keys to the game, you know, we said, hey, they're gonna bait you into trying to run against the defense, and they're gonna when you do run, they're gonna stop you short, which is what they did all day. They're gonna give up underneath passes, which is what we saw Bowman throw to the flats all day. But when they do that, they're gonna fly to the ball. So you either need to be patient and be consistent and picking up 3, 4, 5 yards at a time, or you need to be able to break tackles. Neither one of those things happened. you had Bowman was inconsistent enough that, like, you couldn't get the 3 and 4 yards when they're giving it to you. You know, you'd have like a run for no gain on first down, and then you do a swing pass for 1, 2, maybe 3 yards on second down, and then an incomplete pass on third down, and you're punting.
The first 3 third downs, I swear they ran the same play. He looked to his right for a slant. The defensive lineman, I mean, with a 43-inch vertical, jumped up and batted down the first one. There was he almost had an interception on the second one. The third one missed. I mean, I swear it was the same play 3 times in a row, and didn't work. Work any of those 3 times.
Well, it didn't work any of
that before.
The subsequent
none times. None of the 10 third down plays worked today. Just a reminder. Ofer.
So, when you look at the defense and how much time they're on the field, it's hard to fault them for what happened and say it was the defense's fault. I think the game was lost in that first quarter by the offense. I think when you only hold the ball for 90 seconds and you have a defense that has historically been not great at endurance, when you put them on the field for 13 and a half minutes of the first 15 minutes of the game, that's going to spell trouble the rest of the day. And guess what? Like, Iowa State did what they wanted to do. Like, it got to the point where they got super conservative and stopped scoring points because it felt like they were done. Like, didn't feel like they wanted to.
Yeah. They just kind of chose to in the third quarter. You know what? We're just going to slow this down. And it's really obvious. If you look at the first and second half stats, I mean, Breece Hall had 19 carries for 108 yards in the first half.
Yeah. I always had 300 yards of offense in the first half.
Yeah. And Breece Hall ended with, let's see, what did he end with? He had 135 yards on the day.
So he picked up another 20 yards in the second half.
Yeah. He had 8 more carries, and they were all like between the tackles and stuff. They just weren't really, they were just moving the ball, chewing time off the clock. That's pretty much all they were doing after a certain point in the third quarter.
Yeah, so you give it 516 total yards, good for 6 yards per play. Every time they snapped the ball, they got 6 yards, essentially. Like, you didn't give up any like huge home run plays, which kind of makes that like 6 yards per play. Like, no, it really was 6 yards per play. It wasn't like, oh well, they hit a 75 yard bomb here and a 50 yard catch and run, or Breece Hall broke a long run. Like, he did once. It was like 25 or 30 yards, but like it was consistent. Like, it was like the yards they got, it was like, it wasn't dink and dunk, but it was, I mean, it wasn't feast or famine on their offense. Like, they're not explosive offense. And you saw that they didn't have to be today. They're fairly balanced, 300 yards passing and 200 yards rushing. You did force one turnover, two, I guess, if you count to the special teams block, but you forced and recovered a fumble. Zach McPherson recovered both of those. Iowa State was able to convert six of their 14 third down attempts. Typically, when you hold them under 50%, you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, typically.
I mean, it didn't matter, though, that they were able to stay on the field for 40 minutes. Like I said, you did block a field goal that started the scoring for everybody. You know, because Texas Tech had the ball first on offense, 32nd, three and out, punted. Iowa State was driving, and I think they took 6 minutes off the clock on that first drive, got within inside the 10. It was like a real short chip shot style field goal. And then Eli Howard and Bradford break through the line. Howard's the one that ends up blocking the kick. Zach McPherson picks it up and returns it something like 90 yards for a touchdown. The other thing on the special teams side, you didn't attempt any field goals. On the plus side, you didn't have any punts blocked, although it looked like it was close a couple of times. McNamara, I don't know if there's something going on with his mechanics or whatever. It looked slow coming like from the time he received the snap to the time he actually kicked the ball.
Well, there was one time they did this weird formation shift, and I don't know if it was supposed to confuse people or what, but they only had two blockers back there in front of McNamara. And I thought, oh boy, this is not going to go well.
It's asking for it.
And then they all went into motion and shifted and went to their regular, the regular formation and snapped the ball like normal. So I don't know what they were trying to do with that. It didn't
do any
work. It didn't do anything. It just made fans like me freak out for a few seconds.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing is something you pointed out. And I don't remember what happened in the game. It was a bad time to punt. You were in plus territory. I think you were on the 40. You're just outside of field goal range, and probably a long fourth down attempt, but you punt. The coverage team is down. They're in position to down the punt inside the five. I think you had three or four guys there. One guy is looking up at the punt, kind of tracking it in like he's going to catch it. And then I guess he misjudged it. He ended up trying to lunge to catch it and he goes in the end zone for a touchback.
Very frustrating. Definitely not the first time that's happened this year, because McNamara just dropped it, had that perfect spin on it where it I think it landed right on the two or the three and just went straight up in the air 15, 20 feet. Yeah. And nobody was there to catch it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The other thing I wanted to touch on besides before we get into like just the look and feel of this game, penalties, again, low penalty game, four penalties for 33 yards. A couple of those were on kickoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of penalty yardage, one of them, while it was like holding was only 10 yards, it did negate like a 20 yard play or whatever it was. It was had a lot larger impact than just the yardage you lost there. But still, I mean, we talked about pretty like clean. Not being a disciplined team in the past. You would take
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
4 penalties for 33 yards. And yep. This is now 2 or 3 weeks in a row now where you've had low penalty games. I think every one of your conference games, you've actually been under 5. So that's good to see if you're looking for positives. Bad. I mean, why did Bowman stay in so long? Why did he start?
Why did they change period if he was in that long? What was the point of putting Columbia in the last 2 drives? What was the point of that?
Yeah, because it looked like when Columbia came in and he was doing well, it's like, this is actually making you look even worse, Wells.
Yeah, like, I kind of feel like the latest you could have done that and everyone go, okay, we get what you're doing and why you stuck out with Bowman was come out of halftime. If you come out of halftime and make a QB change, everyone's going to go, okay, all right. You know, they're trying to win. They're changing it up. Do it down 31-7.
Halfway through the fourth quarter. Like, I mean, are you trying to protect Bowman?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe there's something there we don't know, but it just, that just, the timing just baffled me. Either do it earlier or don't do it at all.
Yeah. I mean, when you're down 24, like there was not much you could do with a backup quarterback.
No.
So I guess somebody asked Wells this in the postgame press conference. And he said that like, we decided early on in the week that if Bowman was going to be available, he was going to play. So like they basically just said, it's yours to lose. Confirmation bias, like prove me wrong. And I guess he was able to do well enough throughout the week. There were reports that said he didn't look injured. He didn't, you know, limp or hobble around when it came time for practice. I don't know. But
one thing I will say, not in really defense, but just to point out, Keyshawn Carter wasn't there.
He was held out for another injury. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big, that's one of the best receivers in the Big 12. And he was not there for Bowman to hit on these short passes to try to break some tackles. Like we talked about, I don't think it would have affected the final outcome of the game, but the offense might've been able to move a little bit more with Carter there. I'm not making excuses, just pointing that out because he is a really good player and someone that would be missed in any offense, but especially the offense we've been seeing this year.
Yeah, I'm not even sure who like played inside receiver in his absence today. I mean, we saw Dalton Rigdon that one time only because he got hurt on that one play. Like he caught that ball at the seam and they called targeting against Iowa State. That was like the one time like, well, there's your inside receiver. I guess it was Miles Price a lot.
Well, and I think
unless he's an outside receiver, I thought he was outside.
Well, Jalen Polk was getting some targets today too, which I.
Yeah, he's definitely an outside receiver.
Yeah, I mean, but
so that Vasher got zero targets.
Yeah,
Azukanma had 1 or 2.
Well, he had 5 receptions because okay. I think he and Columbia hooked up a few times.
Yeah, well, he definitely, Azukanma was credited with the touchdown there when back-to-back plays that were reviewed. The first one, I mean, you could have argued either way and just like had the referee had come out and said, you know, the call in the field is going to stand, you know, he was whatever, that was fine. But then he comes out. And they run like a very similar play and they throw the ball into the end zone, that same corner. And Azukanma bobbles it as he's going out of bounds, but was able to trap it and get a foot down, initially called incomplete. And I was like, well, like the initial replay angles they were showing is like, that's going to stand. And they found one from like diagonal from across the field. I was like, no, actually, I think there's enough there that's going to call it a touchdown.
Yeah. Let's take another look.
Which is great because, I mean, Columbia stood in there and threw like 3 touchdowns in a row. Because one was incomplete, I think, like a dropped pass or whatever. Anyways, not sure where we're going with that, but yeah,
I'm not sure where we're going with anything.
I'm not sure. And I don't know if this, if what Columbia did at the end of the game, like how much stock you can put into it. Like I think Iowa State had kind of pulled back. I don't even think they got even that concerned after Tech scored that touchdown and went for two and got it.
No, of course not.
Cause I mean, they were still up two touchdowns. So I don't know if that's something that's going to play into the bye week now that we have to sit on these three losses now. And is Columbia going to come out in a couple of weeks versus West Virginia as a starter, or is it going to be back to Bowman?
Yeah, there's no telling. You know, hopefully Carter will be back too. That would help things. But like I said, even if Carter was there today, I really don't see much of a change. Might have been a few more points on the board. Might have gotten a first down or more than three first downs in the first half. But I'm not even sure about that.
I mean, yeah, because it was just so like night and day, like what the offense was able to do when Columbia came in. And again, it could have been like that's when Iowa State changed defensive attacks.
Yeah, and that's why I'm sorry. We're talking ourselves in circles, but
yeah, we are. That's fine.
Yeah, let's pass on to this because I was about to say the exact same thing I've already said like three times. Okay,
I probably have to. All right, before we get into your questions, guys, listen up. Manscaped has a new product just released, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Take a look in the mirror, and I guarantee you'll see hairs sticking out of those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as everything else. Guys, head over to manscaped.com. Check out all of the products they have there. The lawnmower, the weed whacker, the toner, the cologne, the deodorant, all those things. Get 20% off and free shipping with code armchair at manscaped.com. It's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack those weeds.
All right, guys. Once again, the wait is finally over. A triple header of fun is upon us this week. Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff early. Texas Tech is not one of those teams. The NBA finals are here. Heck of a game five the other night between Heat and Lakers. There is a game six Sunday night, and MLB playoffs are in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code armchair to take advantage of all of these great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, so we called for your questions. Writer Reset Man sent in a couple. First, he says, what do all Big 12 teams have in common besides Tech? A mobile quarterback. Bowman, he has a colorful nickname for Bowman now. Bowman is the only quarterback in the league that can't take off and run. Then he follows up, can we move on from Bowman? He might just have been decent if Cliff was still around coaching him up. This staff just isn't doing what they need to with him. And if Columbia doesn't start next game, I'm done till 21.
Yeah, already some calls for QB2. We didn't even know who QB2 was till last week officially. But, you know, really, Tech 0-3 in Big 12 play. I'm not always on the backup quarterback train or whatever, but at this point, why not? I mean, you'd hate for Bowman to get seriously injured or something. And two, Columbia just seems more comfortable. He's the few times we've seen him out there, he has seemed more comfortable in Yost's offense, which makes sense. And it seems like he's just kind of able to, make things work a little bit, you know, make some reads, use his feet. It's a completely different style of play. It's similar to Duffy coming in or something, but probably with a little bit not a little, but probably better decisions overall with the football. But anyway, yeah, I'd hate for Bowman to lose a starting job or something just for an opinion of somebody. But man, this was a pretty bad example. Iowa State has always given Tech fits, but
which doesn't make any sense. Like two different coaching staffs, two different offensive coordinators, 5 years in a row haven't figured this defense out.
Yeah. And this defense has done so well figuring out these two offenses and these two
when other teams in the Big 12 have success against Iowa State. TCU put up 30 something points. Oklahoma put up 30 something points.
Texas put up 30. No, they haven't played Texas. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. TCU.
So it's like, yeah. I mean, you're probably in there talent wise with TCU. Oklahoma's obviously a little bit down this year. But both teams were able to put up 30 plus points. And until your backup quarterback came in, you had zero through 3.5 quarters. And like it was a race to get to 100 yards of offense. It happened, I think, with 12 minutes left in the game. You finally broke 100 yards. I think it was on that play to Dalton Rigdon when he got injured on that targeting call.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know. I don't know why they're so committed to Bowman. And I don't know. Tristan McGonigal, having a hard time believing in this staff at this point. You're getting worked for 3.5 quarters and you make zero changes or adjustments. I'm so upset. I want a team to cheer for and believe in. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, the only change was made was one we've discussed that just seemed fruitless at the time.
This chair.
You're good. Your chair is fine.
Well,
it sounds great.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, Peter, if one of y'all wants to go on a profanity-laced tirade, I fully endorse it.
We're considering it.
You ready?
We're not done yet.
Coach Beard's fireplace just says thoughts and prayers.
Thanks. T's and P's. Thoughts, prayers. I might send some vibes to you as well. T's, P's, and V's.
Adam, your boy Ace Man, bring on Bama.
Dude. You know, Ace Man, I don't know. Maybe we could take on Bama. They're currently in a shootout with Ole Miss, only up 49-42 in the fourth quarter. Lane train's coming, baby.
Lane train. How is this worse than 66-6? I mean, I guess like you didn't give up 66 points, but also that team that you gave up 66 points to was in a BCS bowl that year. They went 11-1. This Iowa State team is not going to be in the playoffs.
Brock Purdy's doesn't have, I mean, sure, Whedon didn't have like an illustrious career as a pro, but I just don't see pro quarterback Brock Purdy.
Well, he also had
a lot of snaps in the NFL.
Yeah, I was about to say, the talent around Whedon, like he had NFL receivers and a running back. I can't remember which running back it was. It was Randall, Joseph Randall, like
no.
Number one, whatever. He played for the Cowboys for a few years. And I mean, they were super talented around him. I don't know if like Leach may just need to be like one of the words I mute on Twitter.
Okay. Tell us why.
Well, just this nonsensical stuff that like people are still stuck on this. Like, guys, it's been 11 years. Like, Leach has nothing to do with this.
No. This guy says we're cursed because of the firing of Coach Leach. You don't believe that? You don't believe in the fact that someone made an incantation in December of 2009 to forever damn Texas Tech to being mediocre? You don't believe that happened? Because that's how curses work. So that's obviously what happened. And man, it's just
supposedly all this over $800,000.
Yeah. Well, he's owed more than that, according to him and Dulcifino, let's take our stock with this Dulcifino character. He seems like a upstanding dude. But no, it's ridiculous. It's such bullshit. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing,
well, you just got to do it. We're cursed because of the firing of Leech. Like, that's a troll. That's not helpful. You don't believe in curses. Curses don't exist.
So
go away.
I mean, as much as I say, I don't want to talk about Leech. I think we're like over romanticizing what happened when we had Leech. And it was a back and forth I had on Twitter, like towards the end of the game. Like there was some guy saying, I was like, Leech may have been like the aberration, like you were returning back to the norm here, like your regression to the mean right now. Like, but also need to remember that like your success under Leech was 8-4 when you had four non-conference opponents that included teams like UMass and SMU when they were bad, and Rice, and
in New Mexico,
Illinois State, and Nevada.
Well, I mean, we can argue about that. It's just bringing this up. All it does is make me mad at this point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, Tech lost in Iowa State against Iowa State in 2020. It's because Leech was fired in 2009, and not just because he was fired, but because there's a curse because he was fired. GTFO, man. That's no one. Come on. It's a get out of here.
Like, again, like he was fired with cause. He told the admin to F off. Essentially.
Well, and he's currently down 21-2 to Kentucky.
To Kentucky.
With 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
His offense has scored 0 points today.
They also lost to an SEC team that hadn't won a conference game in 3 years.
Has anyone considered maybe Leech is cursed? Can't ever win the big one. Always gets close. Never quite gets it. Maybe he's cursed.
Maybe.
Maybe someone said some words over a rusty saber pulled from a pirate ship. I don't even know where I'm going. It's just dumb. Next one.
Suzanne Hovey. If 2020 was an offensive coordinator and it's a picture of David Yost. I'm not sure why somebody would reply to our account if they've blocked us, but there's a reply from somebody that has us blocked. So I can't even read that one.
Yeah, I can't read it either.
Steven Stevens, we still suck. There's talent on the team squandered by coaches. And this was something that I guess came up this week. It's like, is this a talent issue? Is this a coaching issue? And I mean, we kind of talked about it and discussed it / debated it on the radio show this morning. There are teams doing more with similar level talents. Like we looked at Iowa State specifically, like the recruiting differences were small. Iowa State had a small advantage over the past 4 or 5 years. But if you look at what they've been able to do, you would trade spots with them in their win-loss record, I think.
Yeah.
In the trajectory, the trend of their program. And Rob Rowe was trying to say that like Iowa State doesn't have a better program than Texas Tech. I was like, well, win-loss record is better than you. The recruiting is better than you. Like, I don't know how you can compare facilities, but what else would you look at in terms of like what makes a program better or worse than somebody else? Like Iowa State has the coaching, has the win losses, has the recruiting, and maybe facilities. Like you have an advantage there, but one out of four, and like probably the least impactful or significant of the four, you have the advantage in. I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I still think that talent wise, Tech is on the same level. I really do. I think there's position groups, obviously, that, if you pick apart position groups, one may be better than the other here and there. And
I mean,
think they may kind of cancel out somewhat.
Definitely the Iowa State tight ends.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Those guys, man, I forget what they had, like 12 catches and 100 and something yards on Tech today. It was, and they were blocking like crazy. They were throwing people around. It was really impressive to watch. So yeah, tight end talent. That's for sure. But yeah. I mean, receivers in general.
I would take
across the board. You know, offensive linemen, that might be kind of a push. I don't want to go down all of it, no. But it's just one of those things where it wasn't like a glaring, oh, this team is just stacked with 4 and 5 star kids. They're not. It's very similar to Texas Tech, very similar to Kansas State.
Peter also says to all the people last week defending Wells using the he doesn't have his guys yet, isn't Columbia one of his guys and he won't play him? I mean, he did recruit him to Utah State.
Yeah, definitely one of his guys. I'm not sure why he's not. Yeah, I don't know. I'll always say this, and I think most of us agree, Wells is going to get 3 years. Like it or not, he's going to get at least 3 years, and then we'll see what happens.
And Adam Aceman also says, it's almost like, and hear me out, that Wells doesn't have a great feel for how to win these games. Confirmed.
Yeah. It seems that way. You know, we've taken your tweet into consideration. We hear you out for sure, Ace.
Sheesh. Tyler Timmons retweeted us and said, Columbia started going forward. If the offense does anything, we could have stole that one. It's just so frustrating and exhausting. Wreck him forever, but he needs a beer. That's what he says.
I haven't had a beer all day.
Yeah.
I did have beer cheese on that Wendy's burger, but that doesn't count.
It's pretty good for a fast food joint, right?
I was really impressed with it. My wife got the, we've switched to food talk. My wife got the chicken version. Uh-huh. And she really liked hers too. So we were.
Did you get the fries?
Well, we didn't do the beer cheese on the fries.
Just get that.
Yeah, we thought, man, because we considered it, because I told her about your experience. Yeah. And I was like, man, we just get all beer cheese, everything. And then we decided, let's tone it back a little.
All beer cheese, everything. All right. So this week, obviously, there will be no games for Texas Tech. So we'll have a little bit of a different take on this, I guess, a little extended reaction to this game and what we can hope for going forward. Michael, is there anything else you want to leave us with?
I've got nothing, man. I wish I had anything inspiring or hopeful to say, but we will see y'all next week.
Yeah, man. For Michael, I'm Spencer. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast and sharing our fandom for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. You can connect with us on Twitter at 23personnel, Spencer at PuntSuck, and Michael at Michael_LBK. And find even more great content over on stakingtheplains.com. Help us out by rating the show and leaving a review on iTunes and subscribe on whatever channel you listen to podcasts. Remember to tell your friends about the show. The guys will be back next week with another episode. And until then, guns up and let the tortillas fly.